Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, oil continued its meteoric rise at the highest level since 2008 before pairing some of those gains. Here with a look at the broader energy sector and how crude settled, let's bring back our very own Jared Blickery. And Jared, a lot happening in the energy sector. Some good news from Chevron as well today.
That's right. Well, they hit a record high. And let's take a look at WTI crude first. I want to point out that high print here, $116.57, have not seen that since 2008. And that was way back when it was on its way up and then back down from $150. But let's take a look at the price action today. We did get some negative, I guess it was negative for the price of crude oil, but positive for the supply concerns that Iran may finally be able to offer some of its crude. We've been hearing headlines like this for years, but nevertheless, at these elevated prices, anything is possible. And I want to draw everybody's attention to this year-to-date chart. Now, these candles here are getting ridiculously big. This is when we see the blow-off phase of a bull run in commodities. And we're not only seeing this in crude, we're seeing it in palladium, we're seeing it in wheat, especially, which we were talking about in the last hour. So altogether, very, very interesting price action here. And let's take a look at the energy market, energy stocks, rather. And we can see that in the U.S., a lot of the larger names are in the green here. We have ExxonMobil up 0.2%, Chevron hitting a record high, that's up nearly 1%. But the majors with European exposure, they're falling a little bit. We got Shell down 5.5%, Total down nearly 4%, and BP right there with it. So more action as we talk about every single day in the commodities market. Lots of volatility, guys.